Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. You're open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or send me an email. Kick it off and go with Helen. Hi, Helen. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Here's my problem. I was told I got adrenals. That's my what is it, and what can I do about it? My adrenals. Okay, I don't even know what that is.
the adrenal glands. Let's talk about the adrenal glands for a second. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and typically, when you get diagnosed with something, there's several conditions that can be based around the adrenal glands. It could be Cushing's. It could be called Addison's. There's several disease processes that are around the adrenal glands. So, not knowing that, and I know your doctor's probably told you some different things and you probably didn't understand, let's just talk about what they do. The adrenal glands help support the body's energy levels. They also, if you feel good and you have a lot of energy, your adrenal glands are working well. If you feel tired a lot, then they're kind of run down. It's called adrenal fatigue. And that's some of the basic conditions that would deal with the adrenal glands. And they do all kinds of different things. They secrete certain hormones like norepinephrine and epinephrine, which are the hormones that are almost like your fight and your flight. And they also they help with different other glandular systems in the body, like aldosterone. And they also help with corticosteroids that they can have the glucocorticoids that can produce. So see all a bunch of fancy terms. But at the end of the day, Here's the bottom line. They help with your energy levels, and if they get tired and worn out, then it causes some issues. And you want to make sure you strengthen the adrenal glands more than anything. The best way to do that, you can use vitamin C and vitamin B5. Both of those together work very, very well in supporting the adrenal glands. And when you'll notice, when you support them, that your energy levels can go up and you just feel better. It's an overall well-being that you'll feel. So a lot of people struggle with that, too, and it's one of the number one reasons that people drink coffee in the mornings is because it stimulates the adrenal glands. You do those kind of things, and that's going to help build up your own body's adrenal glands and help support you in feeling a whole lot better. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can send us an email. We'll take it on the show, and if you don't want us to answer it here on the air, we'll answer it privately for you. Whatever we can do to serve you, that's what we're here to do. We're here to be your second opinion, a place to bounce ideas off of. And maybe tonight you're not listening or calling, that is, for yourself, but you know somebody. Maybe it's a friend or family member or loved one, and you need to get some health information to them. Maybe you just want to be their health advocate or their cheerleader. Well, there's nothing better than getting information and supporting someone else. Remember, your health really is your greatest wealth. You can lose all your money, go bankrupt. If you lose your health, you really do lose it all. You get one body, folks. That's all we get. We have to take good care of it. Let's go to Betty. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Well, my husband, excuse me, is a diabetic, and he has a fungus, and it was like on the upper legs and then down around the ankle area and the lower legs. He's been to the doctor. They gave him he's had a fungus on his large two toenails forever, but it's never ever had any kind of a rash or anything like that. So when he went to the doctor, they gave him some steroid cream, which he used, and then that didn't help. They did a little biopsy thing on it, and then they gave him some medication to take, but nothing has helped.
Okay.
It is back again. They told him to soak his feet in white vinegar water.
Right. Standard. Uh-huh.
And eat yogurt. So he's eating a yogurt every day.
Well, actually, that's not. I'm actually impressed by that. That's good. We got to dial that in just a little bit, and I'll tell you why they're telling him to do that. But let's step back for just a second. Let's talk about the diabetes. We're going to get into the toenail fungus. That's easy. Let's do the more difficult one. Let's talk about diabetes. How long has he been diagnosed?
Oh, 26 years.
Type 1, type 2?
He's insulin dependent.
Okay. All right. Well, there's several things we want to do with that. The first thing you want to do, you want to change the way he's eating. That's very important, extremely. So the things he eats are going to matter big time. So the anti-inflammatory diet is what I talk about in the book, my book, Empowering Your Health. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the more you can do to support that health challenge of diabetes, the more you're going to be able to support any other health challenge, like even like a toenail fungus that comes down the pike. Because the more you can support blood sugar levels in the body, the stronger the immune system will be all the way around. So it's not just looking at the toenail fungus and how can we get rid of that. I want to take you three steps backward and let's get to the root of the cause of some of his major issues. That's where we need to get started with. So if you'll get my book, Empowering Your Health, and you start with the diet that's in there, it's called the anti-inflammatory diet. For people that deal with diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, it's very, very helpful. And it's a good foundation. Food is our best medicine. It's the greatest thing that we can change and alter in our lives. And it's the easiest one, too, because it's the thing that we have the most control over. So just by getting started on that, that'll be helpful. Also, manganese is a mineral, chromium and vanadium, all three of those, along with an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid. He could do those, each of those, with his meals, and it'll help regulate blood sugar, and it'll help support his pancreas because the pancreas are undergoing such trauma right now by being insulin dependent. So there's a couple things going on with that. So the toenail fungus, pretty simple. The white vinegar, no big deal. It's okay, but it's not going to get rid of it. What will get rid of it is golden seal and echinacea. You want to get the little powder or you can get the little capsules and you can break those open, put it in warm water, and then you want to soak the toenails in that solution about 15 minutes, three times per day. You can also use ionic silver. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. It works very well. And you could use ionic silver. You can ingest it. You just take about 20 drops twice a day. That's usually what's on the label. So you always want to follow what's on the label. But that's something you can get at your local health food store. No big deal to be able to do that. Now, if the doctor's already put you on several protocols, I'm encouraged that they told you to eat the yogurt. The reason they're doing that is because of what are called probiotics. Probiotics are the good bacteria. And for so long, we've been giving antibiotics where it strips out all the digestive tract of the good and the bad bacteria. But see, you want to have good bacteria in your digestive tract. When you do, then the body can fight off a lot of different infections from various kinds. When you don't have the right kind of bacteria, that's when it becomes a challenge. And that's why they told you to eat the yogurt. But if you want to stay off the cow's milk dairy, though, with him being diabetic and or struggling with diabetes, it's better to stay off of cow's milk dairy, switch over to goat's milk dairy if you're going to do yogurt or any kind of milk. Probiotics you can take in a supplemental form, and I'm a bigger fan of that because it's more of a pure substance. And you can get, you would probably need to do about 2 to 4 in an empty stomach in the morning and in the evening as well, and that will really get him started. But thanks for the call. That toenail fungus should take care of itself. It does take a good 6 months or so, though, to get rid of. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Yeah.
your health challenge tonight? What are you dealing with? Is it diabetes, heart disease, maybe arthritis or some hormone issues? Guys, you're dealing with erectile dysfunction, you don't want to talk about it? Well, we need to talk about it because it's important. All health challenges, when you take a census, I could walk into a room and ask how many people are dealing with something with their health right now, and just about the whole room will raise their hand if the room is over about 30 years of age. So many people are struggling with so many different things, and it's great to be able to talk about that. But maybe if it's not you, then there's somebody else that you want to talk about and help. Being someone's health advocate and being their cheerleader is so important, getting information to them to be able to help them and encourage them and empower them to live a life that they have really been, you know, designed to live. All of us have. And the great news about our health is that 80% of our health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? Well, it means that about 15 to 20% have to do with our genetics. And a lot of times in healthcare, we like to hang our hat on genetics and we'll say, well, mom had this or grandma had this, so I'm going to have this. Or grandpa had prostate issues, so I know it's coming down the pipeline and I'm going to have it. Well, it's not really the case. Genetics play a role. Yes, they do. But it's not everything. And really, it comes down to our choices that we make every day. That's good news, though, because if we can make bad choices for a long period of time and get sick or have our bodies break down into some kind of health challenge like high cholesterol or diabetes or whatever it might be, well, the good news is if we can make some radical changes in our life, then we can get the radical results that we're looking for. We just have to be able to make those changes and be educated and have great physicians and health specialists around us to teach us and to guide us and to coach us and to walk through these types of things. And, but the body can change. See, that's the great thing. If we know what to do to be able to change, and that's what we want to do here on the show, just to be a second opinion, to be a place where we can bounce ideas off and to be able to give you the kind of information that you need, especially at a time and day when people don't have health insurance like they used to. It's a really tough time right now, which I'm excited about this show that we can be here for you each and every night, 3 hours every day, just to be able to walk with you with whatever you're struggling with. Let's go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Dr. Ace, I had a problem with my ears ringing just on the right side.
All right.
And I have an appointment to see a doctor next week, and he wanted to do a whole physical. But I don't understand why, you know, it happens, but sometimes get louder than you know, another day. Like one day it may be kind of soft, and then another day it's real loud. And every morning I wake up, I do suffer with high blood pressure so far, but I don't know about anything else that I have right now. And then I've been having problems with the lower part of my back, right side.
On the right side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the ringing of the ears, did that get started? Are you taking medication then for blood pressure?
Yes.
All right. Did the ringing in the ears start after you started taking that medication?
Well, no, it can happen anytime. Like I say, it can be when I get up in the morning.
Oh, it'll come and go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you eat a lot of bread, breads, pastas, anything with flour in it?
I do. That's one of my weaknesses, bread.
Is it really? Is it?
But I eat 12 grain or honey wheat.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All those breads contain a protein in them called gluten. And gluten, what it does is it stimulates a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract, but it also is the number one culprit for ringing in the ear in the right ear. So here's the deal. You want to see the ringing in the ear go away. It's probably due to the food allergy from the gluten. So if you come off all the breads, you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. Just come off all the breads for about 8 weeks. It takes about 7 to 8 weeks for the gluten protein to eliminate itself out of the body. So just do that. Come off of it for about 8 weeks. Have you noticed if has your memory changed at all? Do you feel like your mind, you just can't remember things as well as you did 5 years ago or something?
And I'm only I'm like 55, but I was like, well, dog, you know, maybe it's time for me to stop forgetting stuff. But
no, it's not.
I still look at myself as being young, too, you know. I mean, I can forget.
You are young.
If I forget stuff.
All right. Yeah, see, what happens is not only are you getting ringing in the ear, that's one little symptom, but the other one is when you're dealing with the gluten protein, it also causes your acetylcholine levels to go down, and that's one of the brain chemicals. Oh, this is the big fancy word for brain chemistry or a neurotransmitter. So you want to do a couple things to raise that neurotransmitter back, but you have to come off the grains. Again, it takes about 8 weeks for that gluten protein to get out of the system. That's a long time. Some foods that will help, though, bring that memory back will be eggs, beef, all the nuts except peanuts, cheese, and yogurt. All of those foods are really good. And then there's some supplements, vitamin B5 and phosphatidylcholine. Now, you can get phosphatidylcholine. Another term for that is lecithin, and it's found in the egg yolk. So you can actually eat some eggs every single day and get some of the phosphatidylcholine out of that. And then galantamine. Galantamine is unbelievable for bringing up your acetylcholine levels. But you can start it on, and you can get those, by the way, you can go to drisa.com, get in touch with one of our health coaches at the health store, and they can help you find some of those. But Sandra, the ringing of the ears, just come off the grains. That's going to help to bring your memory back up, raise the acetylcholine levels, and get those functioning better. And for your back hurting, the pain you're having in the lower back area, I would either go see an osteopathic physician that's a DO or a chiropractic physician that's a DC. They work on the structural part of the body, and they will get you the help that you need. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to from Jacksonville, Florida. He said, John has been struggling with high blood pressure. What should I do? Well, John, a couple things. Jumping on a mini trampoline. I always talk about that. You want to do 5 minutes a day, up to 20 minutes a day. One of the best exercises for lowering blood pressure. L-arginine, L-citrulline, potassium iodide, and NADH. All are great in managing blood pressure-related issues. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. Makes a big difference as well. Got to keep that pressure and the volume going hand in hand. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself super pail combo on sale at 22%
20% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open Gangnam Style!
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's check it off now and go with Kenny. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I have hepatitis C. It's chronic. I'm 46-year-old. I went through the last treatment they had with the ribavirin and pegintron. I did the full treatment after, right. It was almost 11 months. It was undetectable. It came back. My levels are, I guess, would be under something parts per million. And I've been trying. I'm waiting for the next study to come out. I've heard something about milk thistle that might be good for it. But I'm having, like, a pain in that area. I went to the GI specialist. And he did the gallbladder, because I guess the gallbladder is right above the liver or over it, and there was like a sensitive pain in that area. I guess that came out clean, but I have a fatty liver, but I knew that anyway. Can you recommend anything that might be, like, better for or, you know, the liver or something like that until, like, another treatment comes out?
Well, a couple things come to mind. I mean, when you're looking at the liver and you want to make it as healthy as you can make it, cleanse the liver, kind of detoxify the liver, but strengthen the liver all at the same time. You want to make sure, milk thistle is great, but you also want to, there's what's called phase one, phase two liver detoxification. And you got to make sure that you're pushing your liver to do that. And by doing that, it's going to help, of course, the liver regenerate. And the good news is that the liver is the number one regenerating organ that we have. The goal is always going to be to push it down as much as you can, to get it kind of push down almost like a dimmer switch on a light switch. So you barely see what's going on, but it's enough to get it down and help get it managed. So So the milk thistle's fine. What are you doing eating wise? Have you changed your diet big time, or have you just, are you just kind of eating what you, you know, your normal diet and then taking some supplements? What's kind of your game plan right now?
Right now, because I'm actually, I'm a little overweight. I mean, I'm a stocky guy. I go 262. I feel better at 230. This pain in, like, around the gallbladder area only comes when I gain more weight. At 230, I have no pain in that area. So I'm trying to just drop it down. I switch from, like, you know, white bread to wheat bread. And just as, you know, as we speak, I'm trying to switch to, like, more greens, more fruit, and stay away from the carbs and stuff like that because of the fatty liver. I don't know how to cleanse the fatty liver, but I'll take suggestions on that.
Well, that's okay. Let me ask you a couple other questions because that pain only comes on periodically, right? And I know it's more when you gain the weight.
Correct.
But still, if you begin to lose weight, when does it come and go? Is it constant? What seems to flare it up more than even the weight? Do you have certain times of the day if you get stressed?
You know, I'm a driver, so I drive dump truck 12 hours a day, but, sometimes a really sharp pain, but it's almost like just right under the surface. And my GI specialist, he says, well, it's probably because your skin's stretching. It could be the nerves. Because, like I said, when they did the ultrasound on the gallbladder, the kidney, everything in there, I did do a full scope thing, whatever, everything was fine except, you know, fatty liver. It came back unremarkable. So,
but it feels remarkable, right?
So
the reality is with when you're dealing with something like that, you've got to look at the potential for gallbladder. You've got to look at the potential of what's driving that. So talk to me about your sleep patterns. How well do you sleep?
Oh, well, I have sleep apnea. I've already went through the first study. I got the second one coming up. The results were I stopped breathing 198 times at night. My brain woke me up 87 times to wake me back up to start breathing. And that has to do with probably some of me being overweight. Also, I sleep like I don't really.
Okay, so you
I
don't
wake
sleep
up, choking,
well,
catching
right?
breath. Right.
All right. So here's the deal. Let's do this. Let's focus on a couple things. Now, your diet's going to be important. And I would go ahead and get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and follow the diet that's in there. I just
okay.
would because going from white bread to wheat bread, I mean, although it's a good thought, I can see where you're going with that. It's not really doing much for you. You might as well eat the white bread. It's the same
okay.
difference. So I would definitely, because you want to get flour out of your diet completely for a period of about 8 weeks. And that's only because you want to get rid of gluten in your diet. Gluten's a protein that can cause a lot of inflammation in the body, can cause a lot of just aches and pains that show up in different places where really it's not a lot of fun that they're there, kind of like what you're doing right now. Now, acetylcholine is a brain chemical, but even though acetylcholine is a brain chemical and you're thinking, well, okay, that's brain chemistry, it affects everything. The brain affects everything in the body, no matter what. And we found that with acetylcholine levels, when they get low, that it affects gallbladder-type symptoms. So, for example, you get really stressed out, you don't sleep well, acetylcholine levels drop. When those levels drop, it gets to a place where then your gallbladder begins to not work as well. And the gallbladder is important for breaking down fats. And you will get that kind of achy, kind of colicky type pain in that area start hurting out of nowhere. Now, gaining extra fat is never going to help. It's always going to flare that type of thing up. It's never going to help. But if we start focusing on your brain chemistry, building up the acetylcholine levels, because of the stress that you have, number one, it's going to do two things. It's going to cut down on the pain you're getting under your rib cage if it's gallbladder related, and that's going to be a great way to rule that in or out. And then also your sleep is going to improve drastically. Now, with acetylcholine levels, once you get acetylcholine levels back up, it's going to help. And the other thing you want to do is to actually look at getting a couple of blood tests done. I would have blood work done for your iron levels and also your B12 levels. Why? Because when you don't have enough oxygen getting into the body, you have low oxygen getting into the cell itself, then you start having issues with sleep. So that's another pattern. So your best B12 test is MMA, methylmalonic acid, and then also TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. That's a great way to go, great way to combine the two and find out if either one of the levels are low. And also check your ferritin, because ferritin shows us so much of what's going on with iron levels, and that can be also be another indicator. So there you have it. How do you increase acetylcholine levels? You want to increase red meat in your diet. Also fish, eggs, cheese, and yogurt. Yogurt you want to get and cheese also from the goat's milk variety. Don't do cow's milk because you're going to end up flaring up your digestive tract, which is something you definitely don't want to do. at this point in time. Now, supplements that can raise acetylcholine levels. You want to look at N-acetylcysteine, that's NAC. Blueberry extract works well. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a version of vitamin B6. And then phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin, and you want to take about 2,000 milligrams of that about 30 minutes before bedtime. Now, with you driving and doing what you do for a living, it's going to be important, man, that you set aside time to sleep and to make that important. It just is. And once we start working on the chemistry of the body, and you start changing some of the supplemental ways of doing that, eating certain ways, following the anti-inflammatory diet, that's going to set you up in a great way to get things balanced. And it's going to take a while. It won't happen in a week. It may happen 2 or 3 weeks. You'll start noticing it. But keep me posted. You can always send me an email at drasa.com. But, yeah, it's definitely more than taking milk thistle because I think you've got a lot of other factors going on. I think the gallbladder is playing a role. But you always got to go back to that brain chemistry. Remember, health is a triangle. There's three sides to it, mental, chemical, and structural. You have to look at all three sides to figure out exactly what's going on within your health. And once you evaluate all three sides, then you'll be able to come up with the solutions that you're looking for. So that's a great place to get started. You let me know how things go. Keep you posted. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. You have it. You want to talk about it. You call me right here on the show. That's what it's all about. Second, third, fourth, fifth opinion. We'll do whatever you need and give you the information that you need to help you along your journey. Let's go now to Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dr. Asa. This is Shirley. I have that, I'm not exactly sure what it's called on your skin, where you lose the pigmentation and it doesn't tan anymore.
Sure, vitiligo.
Vitiligo or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's called vitiligo. That's right.
Okay. I've had it for about 10 years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. My hands are almost white. My shin bones are almost white. Is there anything that can be done for that that's natural? I don't do doctors very well.
You don't do doctors very well. Have you gone to talk with anyone about it? Have they put you on an antifungal? Have they done any of that? Have you had any of that done?
No.
Okay. And you don't want to go because... Like
I just had cancer. I just had breast cancer, and I actually cured it myself.
Okay, I got it.
The natural way, without medication.
Right.
I don't know, I have a problem with doctors and all that kind of thing, so I'd like to do what I can natural.
That's all right. Wow, that's great that you made it through that. So what stage was it?
Stage 3.
Wow, that's impressive. That's amazing. I'd love to hear your story if you want to email it to me sometime.
And you're right. It has to do with your diet.
Say again?
It all has to do with your diet.
That's really awesome. Please send that to me because I think it'll be...
Okay.
I'd like to read it, okay? Now, let's get to this real quick, though. Your question with vitiligo. Vitiligo tends to be fungal-related, okay? And so fungal-related issues, you can use medication, which you don't want to do, and that's fine. I completely respect that. There's something else you can do. I would do the Super Cleanse. That's the one in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get started on that, and you can use wormwood extract. It's a tincture, a liquid form, and a supplement. You want to do it 14 days on, 7 days off. Okay, do it in that rotating pattern. It'll go in, it'll begin to cleanse the digestive tract of yeast and fungal infections. And the vitiligo tends to have that root in it. It can help out tremendously. Now, something else, when you start eating on a regular basis, the anti-inflammatory diet, you need to stick with that to a T and add in oregano oil twice a day. Kick your probiotics up to 4 twice a day, empty stomach. This is going to take a little while, so don't expect results real soon, but it can happen over a 2 to 3 month period. Keep me posted and send me that story. Diagnosing hope, one person at a time.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
it out. Sign up for our email newsletter. Also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Become a fan over at Facebook. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways and postings up there that you can be interactive with, catch up all the news and information that's going on. Well, live events and information about those will be coming up in the next couple of months. Exciting things, exciting times. Growth to empower and encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's kick it off and go with Miranda. Hi, Miranda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Issa. I'm sorry if I fade in and out. I'm sort of losing my voice.
That's okay.
The last time we spoke about, I spoke to you, it was about my joint pains, and you had recommended the diet in your book, which I am currently on. I have not seen, though, a significant decrease in the stiffness and the pain in my joints.
Okay.
I have also started on the cod liver oil that you recommended.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Have you been doing 2 tablespoons per day?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal.
I have also been taking the estrogen balance, which I must say I have seen a significant change or decrease in the hot flashes that I've been experiencing.
Oh, that's good. What that's doing? Yeah, what that's doing is it's got an indole 3 carbonyl type component in there, and it begins to break down the estrogen. So a lot of times women, as they age, they don't break down their estrogen levels very well, and it can lead to those hot flashes that you deal with. But if you start metabolizing and utilizing your estrogen, that's when the changes become, and that's where you start feeling better, and you start noticing a big difference, and those hot flashes tend to go away. So that's exciting. That's great.
Yeah, I think it is. But I'm still concerned about the pain in my joints. That, you know, that is very profound, and it's not really easy to be having to work and, you know, not be still having these pains in my joints.
Now, just refresh my memory for a second. Is this rheumatoid? Did they say you have rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Or is it more fibromyalgia? Or just arthritis? And osteoarthritis. Okay. All right. Now, you've been doing the diet now for a little bit of time, and you haven't noticed much of a difference. Now, you've done the cod liver oil, too, which is good. There's a couple of things. If you've done that and you're not seeing much of a change, what about exercise? Have you increased that?
No, I haven't, because I hurt when I exercise.
So it's difficult.
But what I'm presently doing is just stretches every
day. That's fine. We just got to get things moving a little bit more, even on a bike, like a bicycle, a stationary bike where you can get, I know it would be a little bit painful, but it wouldn't be as hard as the weight-bearing exercise of walking or even doing some type of weight training right now. So even if you can get on a bike or even start swimming, that type of exercise would really be good for you. Have you had a blood test done recently for your vitamin D levels?
No.
Yeah, that plays a big role. Calcium is one thing to start giving someone, but it's another thing to have enough vitamin D in the body. Vitamin D plays a big, big role in the absorption of calcium and the rebuilding of the joints and the cartilage and things in between. So that's a big one. So vitamin D, you want to get a test with your doctor, and the numbers usually should be around 70. Most women, though, they tend to have numbers between about 15 and 20, maybe even 30 at the tops, down at the bottom, which is pretty, it's let me tell you something. It's important to have your vitamin D levels at a good level, at around 70. It is. Plays
the
a big, big role.
Calcium I'm taking, it's said to have vitamin D.
See, most calcium supplements don't work. There's only one. There's a liquid ionic calcium that works very well, but most of the calcium tablets and things, they don't absorb much at all, and they don't really, I haven't seen them work very well. There's nothing better on calcium, though, than food, and you get it from the green vegetables. You also get it from goat's milk yogurt. It's really one of the best forms or sources of calcium. That's one of the things that I would encourage you to do. It's really, really important. But the vitamin D that you would get in a supplement like that is not going to be enough. Usually if you're vitamin, and you always want to go by blood test, too. Remember that. Don't just hit and miss, and don't just take things for the just because you heard it was good to take or whatever. You always want to manage things as much as you can by some measurable results, and blood work tends to be one of the best sources to do that. So I would go get a test done with your primary care physician on you know, the blood work for the vitamin D, see what those numbers are, and that's going to give you the best really the best when it comes to looking at joint-related issues and the aches and the pains. And there are some things you can do just for the general aches. Arnica is really good. You can do it topically over a joint, or you can take it internally, then make a tincture that's really, really good. And that's something that you can definitely add in that has shown a lot of promise with joint-related aches and pains. And vitamin C, I'm a big fan. It's old school, but it's still new school. And vitamin C levels, you can get those up to about 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams per day. Helps rebuild cartilage, helps ease up some of the strain and stress on the joints. And I would get, if you're going to do the cod liver oil, make sure it's you can even handle up to 3 tablespoons per day if you've got massive amounts of joint pain. And you really just want to, you can do that for about 60 to 90 days. And then you want to back it back down to 1 tablespoon just because of the high amounts of vitamin A that is in the cod liver oil. All right, thanks for the call, and stay in touch with me now on everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing hope one caller at a time. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.